My Music. A panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Shryan. Your chairman, Steve Race.
Thank you. This programme rarely goes visiting, but this time we've made an exception. We've nipped round the corner to Hong Kong, where we're delighted to be the guests of the Hong Kong Arts Festival here in the City Hall Theatre. An audience of old friends and new friends is waiting to welcome John Amis, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. While beside me is the only person I know whose passport photograph is every bit as beautiful as the self, our scorer, Leonie Lawson. On with the first question, which goes, as usual, to John Amis. John, what's this? Familiar?
It's by Saint-Saëns.
Saint-Saëns, yes it is.
And I say Saint-Saëns because one of the things I know about Saint-Saëns is he suffered from a lisp.
That's news to me. I didn't know that. Yes, what's it... Oh, no. What's it called, please?
It's the Introduction and Rondo Capriccioso.
Capriccioso by Saint-Saëns, it is indeed. It's played on that recording by the Korean-born violinist Kyung Hwa Chung. And here she is again. Frank, the composer of that violin concerto, never published a note of music during the last 26 years of his life.
I know who he was.
Why was that, is the question.
Oh! He got fed up with it. With all those damn dots and all the lines and arranging. And when you've done Fernandia...
Cold Fjords and all that. Yes, that's right. You got it. You know the composer too.
Yeah, well, it was... I had a sort of sudden inspiration, sort of from the East, here, which led me to believe that it was the Violin Concerto by Sibelius.
Yes, well... To prevent us getting letters, I'll say it right, Sibelius.
Rather expensive postage.
Ian, another violin concerto, and a justly popular one, by a man who also set to music a Jewish prayer and a Scottish fantasy.
When I had the great good fortune to be a presenter for a popular classics programme for BBC Radio 2 a long time ago, this particular work, although not that part of it, was one of the most often requested items. Yes, the violin concerto by Max Bruch.
Bruch, yes, the first. He did another one.
It was another movement from it, but tremendous number of people.
Yes, Max Bruch, that's right. Dennis, you sometimes make out that you don't know anything about classical music, but that's just your modest nature. Dennis, that composer's name appears in my favourite musical dictionary between Bee's Wedding and Beggar's Opera. So, who wrote the concerto?
He does this. He drags me thousands of miles steerage to Asia to expose my musical ignorance to a completely new audience. If it becomes... It can only be one if it's between What is it?
Bee's Wedding. And Beggar's Opera.
It is, of course, the Armenian composer Oscar Brefka and his homage to harvest. Befka.
The great thing is, yes, that's right. The great is, or Beethoven, as they sometimes called him. the great thing is that Dennis is now going to give us the opus number and the date, because Dennis, he composed it immediately after his opus 60, and 8 years before Waterloo.
Yeah. If it did this to animals, you could be imprisoned, you know.
We'll let it go. We'll let it go.
Op 61, 1807.
Just occasionally, people's names are mentioned in songs. John, where in song will I find a reference to Lord Rosebery? I don't know, Frank can help on that one, yes.
Yes?
News from the West is coming. Almost everyone knows me.
From Smith?
No. Tell
I'm Burlington Bertie. Yes. I rise at
you can do the lot.
Well, yes, he is, isn't he? Yeah. Almost everyone knows me from Smith to Lord Rosebery. Burlington Bertie. Now you know what I go through, don't you? Frank, your question. Lottie Lenya sang, but who sang about Lottie Lenya?
Supposed to be one of the girls in the Sydney Opera. Right.
Can you hear that throaty gravel voice?
Yes, it was the trumpeter.
The trumpeter.
Louis Armstrong.
Yes, Louis Armstrong, that's right. In
Kurt Weill music.
In Mac the Knife, yes. Suki Tawdry, Jenny Diver, Lottie Lenya, Sweet Lucy Brown. Yeah. Ian, not a real person, I suppose, but a brave one, according to his song, Bold Leopold. Which was his song?
That takes me back to a childhood memory, I think, of being taken to the London Coliseum to see the White Horse Inn.
Is it?
The first time I was taken to the London Coliseum was when I was about five or six, because my mother sort of acquired a taste for taking me to the Vaudeville, it was then called. Very superior. I used to see people like Billy Bennett, who was billed as almost a gentleman and wore a red cummerbund and a black tie with tails. And
this may take a little time. Yeah, don't worry.
And it won't take very long.
Then the years went by.
1922, rag time.
I started this and I will finish. Billy Bennett used to come down and he used to say to the audience, it was a dirty night and a dirty trick when I got wrecked in the Atlantic. It was Christmas Day in the workhouse and the snow was falling fast and the fellas was eating their pancakes. I'm a liar, that was Good Friday. Then there was a gap for several years, and I was taken to the White Horse Inn, and it was so different because the scenery even extended to the boxes. The windows of this great hotel were in the boxes, and one of the characters was called Leopold.
Yes, when told of bold Leopold's last stand for the fatherland. Yes.
That's it's the goodbye, isn't it? Goodbye.
Years ago, a thousand years ago, I used to do a children's television series in which I played requests on the piano, and I had a lovely request from a little boy who said, will you please play Goodbye for my brother who is in hospital? I was talking about people's names in songs. Dennis, a lady born in 612 BC, Madame Sappho. Now, which song mentions her?
Yes.
You got it.
When you get references like Madame Sappho and you know it's addressed to me, so it's got to be popular music, and it's that would either be Coward or Cole Porter. Yes. And
Cole Porter.
Yes, most gentlemen don't like love, it's mentioned.
It's Madame Sappho
in a song, it said.
Yes.
Yes, that's got the line up, a romp and a quickie are all little Dickie ever really has in his head. Can we...
That's right.
You give songs that mention people's names.
Yeah.
Frank and I used to do a whole series of these. I wonder if Frank will remember. Do you know the song that mentions the name of a lady called Mrs. B. White? If not, you don't, obviously. Right.
Yes, I'm with you.
Okay, I'll give you the first bit. And may all your Christmases
be white.
Here in Hong Kong, there are some pretty successful people who might be interested in what other successful people have had to say about success itself. Andy Warhol said that in the future, everyone will be famous for 15 minutes. John, your turn. An American composer, asked if he felt bitter at never having received any awards, said, no, awards are merely the badges of mediocrity. Who was he, do you know?
Charles Ives.
Let's check if you're all right with a little of his music.
All summer long, we boys dream about big circus joys down Main Street. Comes the band, always in grand and glorious.
Band,
yes. Cleo Lane.
Cleo Lane it was, the circus band by Ives. Charles Ives, you got the mark. Frank, an actor and comedian who sometimes sang said, no one is completely unhappy at the failure of his best friend.
I don't know. Dame Edna Everidge recently expressed the thought that she is fortunate in life and she has the God-given gift of being able to laugh at the misfortunes of others. Which is the thought which has been expressed, said much better by Montaigne and
Corvidal. It is not enough to succeed. Others must be seen to fail.
That is unbeatable, isn't it? Yeah. Here, Frank's dropped a mark, but here is the voice of the person who made that original remark.
This is Groucho Marx coming to you from his living room in the Truesdale Estates, where the rent is ridiculous and the price of a house is out of all reason.
It was Groucho Marx who said that. Ian, someone you have appeared with said, these days a star is someone who can hold a microphone. A superstar is someone who has shaken hands with Lou Grade. A super superstar is someone who's refused to shake hands with Lou Grade. Who?
That sounds rather like Frankie Howard making a speech at one of these award ceremonies.
Does a bit. You've dropped a mark because this is the voice of the man who said it. Harry Secombe.
Yes, sir.
Harry Secombe. Dennis, a great American singing lady once said, I'm always making a comeback, but nobody ever tells me where I've been.
I don't know. I've never heard that.
It costs me a laugh, but there's one thing that I've got. It's my man.
You know now too late.
Yes, it's Billie Holiday.
Billie Holiday, yes.
Because one thing I remember that she said was that, she said, I hate to sing the same song the same way two nights running. Mm. So really, in a sense, no recording represents her.
You know? That's right. True of so much jazz, of course.
Nightmares for the accompanist,
isn't it? Yes, that's right. Just as a footnote to this success round, Lelia, Duchess of Westminster, once said, anyone seen on a bus after the age of 30 has been a failure in life. Some mini montages. I want to know, please, what it is they have in common. Some common characteristic or activity. A key word would be just a good enough answer. John, here's yours. That they have in common.
Well, the first one is, I suppose you would call it magic fire music.
Mm-hmm.
From Valkyra.
You mean only I would, nobody else would.
Yes. Frankly, yes. The second one was the evening hymn from Hänsel und Gretel.
Yes.
And the third was something from Tchaikovsky. Mm. Probably the Valse des Fleurs or something.
No, 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 it wasn't. So you don't really know what they have in common.
Absolutely not.
What was What was Brunhilde doing while that fire was being woven around her?
How dare you!
I should think she was doing what Birgit Nilsson once was asked when she said, what's the first thing when you're going to play Brunhilde? And she said, my dear, get yourself a pair of comfortable shoes.
You have not... you haven't got the mark. They were all preparing for sleep. She slept, of course. The children's evening prayer, preparing for sleep in Hansel and Gretel, and the Sleeping Beauty waltz.
What a cunning question.
Well, now you see Frank has got the idea, and we can have three... Frank.
They have to have the right shoes, or their feet will go to sleep. So you should have half a mark, but...
But you're not going to get it.
No.
Frank, you'll be good at this. A profession or calling, please. Calling or professional job?
Well, now, Little Fairy Voice
yes.
said that the first one is a cocktail, Shepherd on the Rocks.
I'll buy that.
And the second I thought is a pastoral, so they're bucolic.
Calling them in?
No, I mean, more precisely. Yes, Schubert, The Shepherd on the Rock. The Shepherd's Dance from Edward German's Henry VIII dances. And what was Strephon, may I ask you, in Iolanthe?
Well, he was Chloe-ing.
Yeah, he was... Yes, in the classic...
Am I Chloe?
Yes, that's right. I think in a very roundabout way, he's saying they were all shepherds, don't you?
Yes.
Yes, they
were
shepherds.
Were they?
Yes. I understand kind applause when I hear it.
it's the quantity, isn't it?
That's right.
The faint reluctance. Off, that's
right. Ian, what have these in common? Ian, what have they in common? Don't write and say it.
Loud. The last bit was noise floods.
Yes. Benjamin Britten. Noah himself. Then.
Noah himself. And
professional man to his fingertips.
And the bit before was Billy Budd.
Yes.
And the first was I wasn't quite sure about the first, but that I would think something to do with the sea.
Ah, yeah, they're all
well,
sailors.
Water. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Noah wasn't a sailor. Yeah, I suppose it was fresh water.
The Dutchman's Monologue from Wagner, Billy Budd, and Noyes Flood, also by Britten. Yes, they're all sailors. I think you got that.
Sailors. Never sort of thought of them as sailors.
You're going to come down a cultural peg now.
Yours is a little different, but it's the same thing in a sense. I'm going to do yours on the piano. What links these excerpts?
All right, play the bits with the tune. Yeah, that was very kind. You tempered the wind there to this particular Sean Lamb.
Yes.
The first one was Rustle of Spring. How does he know it was Rustle of Spring when he does? Because I once danced to that when I was in the RAF wearing a tutu. That's how I know.
Yeah. The other bit, I think, was a bit of Summertime.
Summertime,
yeah?
Yes.
Now, the third bit was very strange. I know, because, but we happened to be talking very late last night in a Hong Kong bar about musicians and whatnot. And you mentioned a musician piano player called Ralph Burns.
Who wrote that.
Yes. And the other was of course, Winter Wonderland.
Yes. I thought about it at the time. I could have bitten my tongue off because I'd put the idea of Ralph Burns into your mind.
Well, you did more than that. You actually hummed a bit, you see. But I don't think you quite knew what you were doing.
Yes, Ralph Burns' tune was called Early Autumn. So it's spring, summer, autumn, winter.
Winter, yeah.
By tradition, we lay aside the score sheet at this point. The quiz is already won or lost. I'll tell you about that a bit later. Meanwhile, four final songs, the party pieces. The songs this week are about pennies, apples, rose-coloured glasses and parents. So, first, Frank with Pennies from Heaven.
Every time it rains, it rains.
Every time.
When it... Well, you always get us on
time. Always rains early in the
That's my introduction.
No, Steve, no, come on. I won't let you down. Have another run.
Let's try this then. Right.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud paints pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Make sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when it starts to thunder, don't run under a tree. I'll be pennies from heaven for you and Steve and me.
All so lovely till bar 28 or so, wasn't it? But never mind.
Are the bars concerned?
Yes, the very most, yeah. John sings, I Will Give My Love an Apple. It's an old English riddle song with the riddle posed in the first verse and then answered in the second verse. It's a lovely old song.
I will give my love an apple without any core. I will give my love a house without any door. I will give thy love a palace wherein she may be, and she may unlock it without any key. My head is the apple without e'er a core. My mind is the house without a door. My heart is the palace wherein she may be, and she may unlock it without any key.
Dennis.
Nosedive.
Sees everything in a rosy glow.
Looking at the world through rose-colored glasses, everything is rosy now. Looking at the world and everything that passes seems a sprazy hue somehow. Why do I feel so spry? Don't wink your eye. Needn't guess, I'll confess, a certain someone just said yes. In a bungalow, all covered with roses, I will settle down, I vow. That's why I'm looking at the world through gin-colored glasses. Everything is rosy now.
Thank you. Ian's song is going to reduce any expatriate Scots in the audience to a blubbering heap. My Ain Folk.
Far frae my hame I wander, but still my thoughts return to my ain folk hour yonder in the shieling by the burn. I see the cosy ingle and the mist abin the brae, and joy and sadness mingle as I list some old world lay. And it's all but I'm longing for my ain folk. Oh, they be but lowly, poor and plain folk. I am far beyond the sea, but my heart will ever be at hame in dear old Scotland with my ain folk.
Super sentimental song. Even a Sassenach can suffer when he hears that. End of show, final score, a victory for Ian and Dennis. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race, and the programme was produced by Tony Shryan and Pete Atkin.